Gedrukt? Ja.
Okay, this is an update and addition to my audio special report number 2 about how the Dutch government basically helped to create the biggest crime syndicates, we can say, in the history of Europe, maybe even of the world. But now I have this addition, and this is really mind-blowing, because my sources here in prison, they have told me now the following, that one of the most famous crime episodes in Dutch history, of course, is the abduction of beer magnate Alfred Heineken. And this has never been really explained what was happening there. And it's and now I can also solve this problem for you, and I'm very happy to do that, because this is completely in line with the first part of the special report. I can now disclose to the Dutch people that the abduction and the hijacking of Heineken was developed in Ireland by a guy called John Cunningham. He was living in the Netherlands also, and he was a very close contact to Willem Holleder. And what is the proof of this? That is the following fact that I'm reading now from this crime book, and it says the following. When a wave of IRA kidnapping swept the country in the 1980s, Cunningham saw what he believed would be his chance to make more money than he could dream of. In 1986, he and his brother Michael decide on the family of John Guinness, who was the millionaire chairman of the Guinness Mahon Bank. Of course, he was also the beer magnate Guinness, or connected to the Guinness family. For 8 days, they held his wife Jennifer Guinness as they demanded $2 million from her wealthy husband for her safe return. But Gardie rescued her from a house at Waterloo Road near the city center following an all-night siege. The Cunninghams were arrested and sentenced to 17 years behind bars, making the colonel and the Dapper, who was also in jail for a period in the Netherlands, that's also connected to the Kennan cartel. So, yeah, this is completely mind-blowing, because, well, this is my source here told me that Cunningham and Holleder in the Netherlands, they were very close. So it is, I think, now really proven that the real idea and the construction, so to speak, of this abduction and hijacking and kidnapping of Heineken, which was of course completely un-Dutch as a criminal action, was developed by the Irish mafia. Okay, well, this is my update at this point, and well, this is you don't read this in the books of Peter R. de Vries, I think, but maybe it is in the book of Peter R. de Vries. I don't know. I have the book not in front of me. I hope that people will check that out for me. But anyway, this is my addition to my special report. Thank you very much.